first. We're joined now on the line by our featured guest this evening. He is the author of the best-selling Turkish prison memoir, Midnight Express. You may well have seen the film. It won an Academy Award when it came out a few decades ago. We have on the line now Billy Hayes. Billy, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Very good. Nice to be here, sir.
Yeah, really good to have you on. Really, really good to have you on. Now, I remember watching Midnight Express. I must have seen it a dozen times on good old HBO. It was a big, big film. Now, you wrote the book and they made it into a film. Did you have issues at the time with the pieces that they took out of your memoir, what they stressed, what they omitted? Isn't it sometimes hard to see your real-life story not exactly correctly 100% portrayed on the screen? How did you feel about that?
They made some major changes, which I can understand now as a filmmaker myself why they would. But then they also made some creative decisions that I'm not happy about. My biggest concern is that you don't see a single good Turk in the whole film, and it creates this overall impression that this is a terrible country with horrible people, which isn't true. I had Turkish friends. I had a Turkish girlfriend when I was there. I'm not talking politics, the Greeks and the Armenians and all that kind of stuff. That's a whole different issue. Just the people. I like the people. And their tourism dropped like 95%.
I can imagine. Can imagine.
It still does. To this day, there are people that say, oh, Billy Hayes, oh my God, we saw Midnight Express. We'll never go to Turkey. It's like, no, go. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. Don't get arrested. You won't like the prison. And these days, I have severe issues with the Turkish government. But, you know, I have the same issues with my own government right now, so that's a whole subject.
A common held issue nowadays. Right. You shouldn't feel too particularized about this. Now, I have to say, after the movie came out, were you persona non grata in Turkey? Did it take you a while to kind of rebuild those burnt bridges after the film, as you said, knocked down Turkish tourism 95%?
Yeah, well, you know, again, the changes that we were just talking about, that was one of them. But for me, they also changed the escape, which, you know, they've got me killing a Turkish guard, which I didn't do.
Right.
And then I escaped actually off an island prison in a rowboat in a storm and rode through Turkey for 3 days, made for Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely.
And they didn't do it. They've got me killing a guard and skipping out the door, and they've got poor Brad, God bless him, jumping in the air, clicking his heels. If it had been that easy, it wouldn't have taken me 5 years.
Right.
But then, you know, I missed my rowboat. Alan Parker said, what do you think of the movie, Billy? I said, I love the film. I missed the rowboat. It took me a while to realize some of the other things. The major factor for me is the courtroom speech in the movie.
Yes.
Which Oliver Stone wrote. And Oliver, if you're listening tonight, it's an issue we can talk about.
You've got some notes you'd like to give.
Give him the phone number, Tim, so he can call in.
Absolutely.
They've got me saying, I'm sure I can't curse on the air.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Really rude things. No, we'll avoid that. The FCC, they're probably listening anyway. They've got me cursing out the Turkish nation. You're a nation of pigs, and I blank you all, and I blank your sons, and I blank your daughters.
Right. But that's movie making.
What it did was, you know, as an audience watching in a film is so powerful. And people in the audience are associating, and they're with the character. They're with my character screaming these obscenities at the Turks. I think that scene in the courtroom is what enraged the audiences against Turkey and the Turkish people. And that I know it's what enraged Turkey against Billy Hayes.
Yeah.
They didn't issue an Interpol warrant when I escaped or when my first book, Midnight Express, came out. They issued it when they saw that scene in a movie where they've got me screaming obscenities at the Turks. In truth, what I said in the courtroom during that scene, which is in the court record in my first book, is, you know, something about laws change from one country to another in one time period to another. And after more than 3 years in your prison, if you're going to sentence me to more prison, I can't agree with you. All I can do is forgive you.
Right.
Forgive you, blank your sons and daughters. There's a big difference.
There's a bit of a difference there.
now you did kind of get screwed, right? I mean, you were sentenced to 4 years, 5 years, and then suddenly it was life.
Yes, I had 4 years and 2 months and then 54 days prior to going free. They resentenced me. Richard Nixon, the war on drugs, putting pressure on Turkey. all that hypocrisy. I was one of the early Americans who they used as an example. So my sentence was changed to life in jail.
Wow.
I'm not a but I'm not a victim. I don't agree with the sentence, obviously. I don't agree with anybody being put in prison, especially for marijuana. But, you know, it's not like I'm a victim. I knew what I was doing. I'd made three successful hash trips before I got busted on my fourth trip, which I talk about in this show.
Right.
I mean, one of the reasons I did the show is to help kind of rectify all these questions that people have about if they've seen various iterations of my strange long tale. If they'd only read the book, they know one thing. If they've seen the movie, they know something else.
And this is a one-man show. This is a one-man show that you're doing, Riding the Midnight Express with Billy Hayes. That's been at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and so many other places. You're doing it now here in L.A.
Yes, we are. We are at the Odyssey Theater this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I would love people to come and see it because I get a chance to tell my full story without any filters, without anybody else having to decide what should or shouldn't be part of this story. For example, in the movie, and I had a relationship with this guy inside prison, which I wrote about in my book. They wouldn't allow that in the film. They would allow, this is 1975, let's not forget, early back, but they would allow the protagonist to smuggle hash, to bite out a guard's tongue, to kill another guard, but not touch another human being.
Well, right.
It says a lot more about the filmmakers than it does about me and the era. Right now, of course, it would be a whole different issue.
Oh, absolutely.
It was also a big marijuana back then was still this, you know, this weed from hell, and it was at the height of the drug wars. Now, of course, it's legal in most places. And in fact, I'm 50 years later, I'm circling back around, and I'm getting back involved in the cannabis business legally.
Hey, there you go. You know, there you go. And now's a great time to do it because it's being legalized.
Vindication at last.
Nobody would believe that. Billy Hayes selling marijuana legally again. I wish my dad was still alive because the look on his face would be priceless. You're doing what? After all I put them through, the irony of all of this is not lost upon me.
Now, I have to ask you a question. You mentioned about the Interpol warrant that you escaped and you didn't get a warrant and then you did when the film came out. What is your current legal status in the Republic of Turkey? If you were to go to Istanbul or if you were to go
to
Izmir.
Haven't you?
Yes, I went back. There's actually a documentary out playing now called Midnight Return, the story of Billy Hayes in Turkey. A variety of projects of all, you know, that the doc was happening over a period of about 10 years. And now it's playing at the Music Hall Theater in L.A.
Oh, great.
And the road show, it's happening this week. And the stage play, Riding the Midnight Express, which I've been doing for about 4 years now around the world, is also here at the Odyssey Theater. So both of these projects just kind of came together at the same time, which is kind of fun for me.
Has the Turkish government pardoned you? Or are you there free and clear?
The Interpol warrant has not been revised. So it's sort of revising it over every year or so, whatever the term period is.
Right.
It'll go away. Before I went back to Turkey 10 years ago, which is actually in part of the documentary film, we checked to see, and there was no Interpol warrant outstanding. I was persona non grata in Turkey. I was on that list with me and Osama bin Laden and the rest, although he's off the list now. But I'm still on it. We got a 4-day temporary visa for me to come back to Turkey to say what I wanted to say to the Turkish people and on the Turkish TV and newspapers, which is, you know, what I've been saying for 40 years, that the film doesn't represent the country or the people. But they wanted to hear me say that. And I had a chance to say that in Istanbul in this big press conference. And after that, everything changed for me. From going from a hated man in Turkey, when I came back from the press conference at the hotel, there was a woman in the elevator who said, "Oh, my God, Billy Hayes, I just saw you on television.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for telling the real story and making the world realize that, you know, not all Turkey is like the people in that movie." It's like, great. I love hearing that. That's one of the things I wanted to do, which is to heal this breach and not have this whole country hate me for some words that I never said.
Blame Oliver Stone. Blame Oliver Stone. I want to thank you so much, Billy Hayes, author of the best-selling Turkish prison memoir, Midnight Express. A happy ending to the story. Always great to hear. Thank you so much, Billy, for being part of The Bigger Picture.
Thank you so much. If you can come to the Odyssey, do say hi afterwards. I do a Q&A right after this.
Oh, that would be awesome. Right. Check it out, Friends and Neighbors. Check it out. It's a great, great one-man play, award-winning. You must see it. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back with more callers in just 2 minutes' time.